Because of the pandemic, experts with AAA say they expect holiday travel to see the largest one-year drop in more than a decade. Most people who do leave home plan to drive. Last month, AAA estimated about 50 million Americans would travel for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. That's down 5 million from last year. And due to the rising number of COVID cases, that is expected to drop even more. For those who will leave home, air travel is expected to be half that of recent years, down to 2.4 million travelers. Airfares also have dropped, though. They're the lowest, in fact, in 3 years. Travel by other modes of transportation is also down almost 80%. That includes buses, trains, and cruises.
Leaders in several states are warning tonight, if you are thinking about traveling for Thanksgiving, think again, and it appears that many people are. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live at New York's JFK Airport with that story tonight. Tom.
Right you are, Marnie. As we take a look at those numbers, a huge drop in holiday travel expected, analysts say, this year, the kind we have not seen since the end of the 2008 Great Recession. And tonight, health experts across the country say, given where we are, that's actually pretty great news. Our airports, inside and out, look a lot different than they did a year ago. The roadways, too, they're about to get busier.
We're expecting about 95% of all travel this season to be done by car, and that kind of gives people a little bit of flexibility, you know, even if they need to change their plans the day of.
And the truth is, our plans are changing. It's not a bad thing.
I was planning to visit my mother in California, and I think I'm going to postpone the trip.
Today, governors from across the Midwest teamed up for a Zoom call with reporters to issue a warning about holiday travel.
This Thanksgiving is going to look different than others have before, and it's because it has to.
It takes each of us, because our lives are connected, our health is connected, our economy is connected to those decisions.
For the past 11 years, travel volume has been rising, but that just came to a screeching halt. Thanksgiving air travel down by half this year, so there will be a lot of people on the road.
That just means take your time in best case scenarios. That's what we advise most people. Make sure you're buckled up. Don't worry about your phone.
But don't worry too much about traffic either, because while more people will drive to get that perfect turkey, it'll still be 4 million less than last year, with more of us just staying home.
I think you have to be considerate of other people and spreading the virus and overloading the hospitals.
Stay home.
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty good policy there. Some airlines are actually reporting that their advance bookings for the holiday travel season were higher than they expected, but truth be told, their expectations were pretty low. The CEO of JetBlue also just said that he doesn't see airline travel overall returning for about 3 years, although he does expect a fairly robust summer travel season. Live at JFK, Tom Negevin, News Nation.